Ramble.
I live for this shit.
Yes.
Welcome to Guilty.
Let's go.
Today we're talking about Vin Diesel's Triple X.
Oh my God. Didn't even need to take notes on this one.
Oh, you didn't?
No, yeah. I just watched it for the thrill.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many, what number watch was this for you?
This is number 3.
Oh wow. Yeah, I would have expected more.
No, I didn't watch it like a bunch of times, but I just enjoyed it every time I watched it.
So. We're feeling good. We're feeling saucy. We're here in the studio. What's up? I'm Zach Kornfeld. Joined as always by Kelsey Darren and Garrick Bernard.
Triple X.
Just in case it comes into play, we do have Buckley the dog.
Yes. He's
kind big old Buckles.
Big old Buckley.
What is he? Is he a bulldog?
He is an English bulldog
that just stepped on my balls.
Oh, no. He does that. He does
bulky boy.
He's also only wearing a diaper because we are in a electrical space. And there he goes.
Yeah, he's dense.
He's mostly potty trained.
He's poop trained.
Oh.
He only poops outside. And he'll get a tinkle inside every now and then. But he got a big old schlong. So when it's a little tinkle, it's a lot.
It's a lot of schlong.
It's a lot of schlong. It's giving me unrealistic expectations. You know what I'm saying?
For
men.
Guys, this is Triple X we're talking about today. This is the movie, believe it or not, Vin Diesel's first starring role the year right after Fast and Furious. I mean, technically,
yeah, Paul Walker,
you know, he was
a star.
You know, he was
a Fast and Furious, yeah.
But this is an action movie.
This is his first leading role.
First leading role.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was after Fast and Furious 1 came
this
out?
This is a year after.
A year after.
Why does he look sweet baby 18 the
he
entire
looks
time?
Very young. He looks way young. And this is like a testament to like makeup and wardrobe. Because he looks so much younger in this than he did in Fast
You put a wife beater on any man, he instantly ages 20 years.
I put on a wife beater once, and I looked like an uncle. Like, not like an uncle like I am now, but like an actual uncle.
Yeah,
that like, has like a beer belly and only drinks Coronas.
And you like give $5 out to your nephews and nieces
till
they're like 30.
I love that for you, Unky Garrick.
Uncle Rick.
Uncle Wick.
Uncle Wick.
Uncle Wick.
Oh, that's so cute.
Buckley is trying to eat my Crocs.
Buckley is saying, Uncle Wick.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we're part of the familia. We talk about Vin Diesel a lot on this show. But this is, I hadn't seen this since it came out in theaters.
I've never
seen it. This movie, oh boy.
Yeah.
It's full Diesel. It is an action movie.
Uh-huh.
It is, I mean, he is simultaneously Jason Bourne, James Bond, Sex God, Dominic Toretto, Globetrotter. It is just, it's a movie that takes Fast and Furious, the whole franchise, and says, oh, you think this was written by a 10-year-old?
No.
Just you fucking
this
wait.
This was written by a 10-year-old. The only thing missing is hair. Anyway.
You know, the amount of action that's in this movie is what Fast 9-10 wishes it could have been.
Honestly, I was watching
ahead of its action movie.
Oh
time.
My God, yes, it was.
Like flips, explosions, airplanes dropping, fights, punches.
This is during the time when SSX Tricky was out. Did anybody play that game?
Oh yeah.
What? That shit was amazing. It was a video game that was about snowboarding.
Snowboarding video game.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I played Cool Borders. PlayStation.
Maybe. Right. I mean, that's missing me. But when this came out and that game was out, that's all we talked about was fucking the snowboarding scene in Triple X.
It's such a good climax. So it really, like, when you watch this back to back with Fast and Furious, you're like, oh, that's the blueprint for Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
This is what he wanted to make more Triple X and instead just said, oh, I'm going to put it into the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I want to do more of this.
It just is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Let's
do
a quick synopsis.
How do you give a log line of this?
Okay, I don't know. We watched this a week ago, so I'm trying to remember.
Not Dominic. Oh my God, I already forgot.
Triple X stars Vin Diesel as Xander Cage.
Xander.
A renegade.
Spelled with an X, not a Z.
A renegade bad boy who is recruited by the NSA's very own Samuel L. Jackson, a.k.a. something Gibbons. And he says, you know what? We have too many pretty white boy spies, and they get sniffed out. If you want to take down a snake pit, you need a snake. So aww, he buckles his crawling on
me. He's trying to crawl at you. He loves you.
He loves hear the synopsis.
It's a pig.
So they say, we need a bad boy. We need a tattooed daddy-o.
Yeah.
They get Vin Diesel. He infiltrates the
Russian mob in
Prague.
Are they Slovakian?
And they question mark?
Eastern European?
And Vin Diesel gets the girl, kills the bad guys, and saves the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of things to say just based on that synopsis.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's I couldn't believe how funny Vin Diesel is.
Yeah.
He is a yuck yuck, hottity ha ha.
Okay. But do you know why he is so funny? Because he is so good of an actor that he can pull off timing in whatever scenario he's in. He's kind of like in the same way that Tom Hanks is funny, but because he's such a good actor.
I think Buckley wants to fuck me.
Yeah, probably.
You said like, oh, it's cute that he's jumping on you. He's nibbling my ankle.
Yeah.
He's crawling onto my leg.
There he goes.
And you know what? I get it. I was the same way when I saw Triple X.
Yeah.
We like that. Well, out of everyone in the room here, though, he chose you as the
beta.
He's
like, you know what? I can take him.
Yeah. He went over to Rick and was like, absolutely not. Too much masculine. He came over to me and was like, I know not to do that.
He crawled on Rick and then he felt the muscles. He's like, no, abort.
I need something more soft and supple.
The first thing you need to know about this movie, Triple X, is don't Google it.
No, at all.
Because you 100% have to put in the title, Vin Diesel, the year it came out, all of that stuff.
I'm going to tell you what, even Googling Vin Diesel Triple X, you're still going to find, maybe some movies.
Can we talk about Russians really fast in media?
Yeah.
Because this is absolutely insane. The way this movie opens is that they are in a Russian club, which is inside of like a stone cathedral nightclub area.
It's a Rammstein concert.
Same place from John Wick.
Whatever that fucking means.
Fucking dope band.
Okay, great. And Russians in media, American media, is so cold and villainous.
Yeah.
The Russians, the entire movie, are only drinking vodka.
Yes.
Only talking about cars and guns.
Counterpoint, have you ever met a Russian?
Yeah.
And that was going to be my follow-up question, is what is the appeal of Russia?
So my parents had a layover in Russia once.
Well,
and they were going to Italy. And they said that the polar opposite, I don't know what was going on. Maybe they were coming back from Italy. I don't know. But that's all they could talk about was how nobody smiled. Everybody was very much like upset. And I'm thinking in my head, that's just because you're in an airport. Nobody's going to be happy in an airport. But then you meet Russians and you see Triple X and you're like, well, maybe you guys do love, you know, hating on each other, hating on other people and wearing tracksuits.
I liked that Alexei Navalny guy. He could have really turned stuff around, but Putin just really, I was waiting for like Putin, the character to show up.
Starting with geopolitics.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to start talking about Vin, Xander Cage, Triple X, the man, the character.
That's a fucked up name to give the star of the movie.
Xander?
He literally has to say it's Xander time multiple times in this movie, and it takes away all hotness.
It's Xander time.
Yeah, exactly.
I never heard him say that.
What?
He said it twice.
Three times.
Never heard him say it. All I saw was that cue ball fucking being charismatic.
That eight ball of a human being.
Yep.
All my drug references out there, y'all heard me.
The way that we meet him, he is assumed to be a valet because he's tatted up. He's got, you know, the name of the movie, three X's on the back of his neck, which
never
is hot.
For extreme.
I think it represents, because they make an allusion to it later, that if you get three strikes, then you're in jail forever.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't have the tattoo because he's not that yet.
No. He has two strikes.
Also, I don't think that they used Xander as a like snake in the snake bit. I think they were more like, these men are more expendable. We have to stop sending our best.
And that's what it felt like. It felt like a Suicide Squad setup, which is where Suicide Squad got all of its stuff from. Is from Triple X.
From Triple X, I believe it.
I didn't know that.
No, I don't. That's a lie. I don't know. It just feels like it.
James Gunn watched this movie, ripped it off, done,
and made Suicide Squad.
James Gunn once told me that I reminded him of Lucille Ball.
Wow,
that's my brag.
Well, I love the opening of his character. He steals a car from a senator, maybe?
Yeah.
And has this full filming rig on a car. He drives the car off a bridge.
Yep.
But he's almost like a counterculture YouTuber before YouTube was YouTube.
He parachutes out of the car as it's falling off the bridge. You forgot to mention. He's like a stunt man.
Yeah, he like bass drums off.
Yeah.
And while the car is falling off the bridge in slow motion, it goes silent and you just hear,
Also, that fall sequence was like 20 seconds.
It was
and
very
you're
long.
Like, come on.
It was very long.
But you're right. He films these videos and he like is sort of a Robin Hood figure in the stunt community where he does big stunts for the people.
Yeah, and that's the Xander zone. He is famous in this world. He's like pre-viral viral. When he goes to Russia, they're like, Xander, I love your videos.
Maybe the exes are extreme Xander zone.
No!
Would you
extreme Xander zone with an X? Z Z first of all.
No,
Xander with an X.
Okay,
Xander
zone. With an X. Where are you getting an X?
With an X.
Says who?
Because his first name is Xander.
Oh my god!
And he spells it with an X.
I need someone to leave this in the comment. What does the triple X mean? It can't mean like big old porn star.
What? Yeah. Oh god, you're breaking my brain. What does triple X actually mean? I never questioned it,
and I can't Google it because we know what will happen.
I mean, even on YouTube, the amount of results that came
out. Oh my god.
But so I feel like in this movie, he's a hero. Mm-hmm. But if he were to exist today and we saw him filming his counterculture YouTube videos, I'd be like, oh god, no, this guy's going to be on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, like
oh,
cringe.
100%.
Like he definitely believes in, what's it called? Ibogaine? No.
Ivermectin.
Sure. Ibogaine's a drug. Sorry. Second drug.
Ivermectin. He's a Stop the Steal vlogger.
Yes.
Did you see that Tony Hawk was in this?
Tony Hawk had a cameo up top.
Tony Hawk had a cameo up top. As did, there was another, fuck, I forget
Eve?
His name.
Eve
was in it.
But she never showed back up.
As his best friend up top, and then she just disappears.
She just leaves. There's another skateboarder in it that I'm blanking on his name.
It was like sponsored by Volcom.
Yeah. He's a Vulcan skater.
That makes so much sense. I mean, this movie literally is if the motocross aesthetic were a film.
And I wrote down that everything is to the umpteenth version of an action movie. Like the set work in this, every single button is like metal with fucking studs and locks. Like the bikes have like six. Like
he's in Colombia with a leather jacket in the fucking summer, and you're like, yo,
it is
hot.
Question.
And you're saying I live for this shit? No, you don't. You're gonna die.
You
of
sweat
heat stroke.
For this shit.
Yeah. You sweat for it.
You heat stroke and you tap out. But everything exudes from the fucking Russian rock music that starts it.
Dressed like a Miley Cyrus video.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Which era? My mind went to Miami.
The leather one?
Okay.
The leather era.
So like
leather
the last
daddy
six or seven
era.
Years. Got it.
Yeah.
What I think is an interesting part of this like character he has is that he's put to the test.
Right.
In order to be chosen. And there's sort of like a
several times
false start to the movie, which I thought, did we need that?
Yeah. So Samuel Jackson has a bunch of Xander types, and they're going to put him through a test to see who's really good to
Nick
be
Fury.
Sent into the mission. The first one, of course, is in the diner.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, little fun fact. That was filmed at Pan's, which is down the street from the house I grew up in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
LA
yeah.
fun fact. Inside
you just made
baseball.
It way easier to dox your parents.
No, they don't live there anymore. We know where they live now.
Yeah.
Tell us about the diner scene.
Oh, the diner scene is him. Okay, so he gets tranquilized, wakes up in a diner, and he's looking around at everybody. And he's like, all right, blah, blah, blah. I'm dazed and confused, blah, blah, blah. He makes an order. Right?
Yes.
I just love when you say blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
right, blah, right. Blah. It's just funny. He makes an order, and then somebody tries to rob the diner. And then he's just like, goes into Xander mode, and he starts fucking fighting and all this stuff. But the whole time he's like, I know this is fake. And at the end of it, he does like a little bit of a Sherlock Holmes moment where he's reveal. Just like, oh, this guy is reading the wrong newspaper on the wrong day. Why would somebody who's studying finance be reading something on this on a Sunday? Does it make any sense? What was the other?
My favorite is the waitress was wearing was heels. She's like, yeah. My aunt was worked in service for a decade. If she this woman had heels, she'd be having blisters by 10 a.m.
Right, right, right.
Which proves which, what? That he's very observing?
Yeah.
Well, what I love is that deductive he is, reasoning. In this universe, Vin Diesel obviously is a badass. Obviously, he's a sex god. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's the most popular person in the world. He has a party, all of his
and
friends are there.
Obviously, he plays first-person shooters.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And he's like fucking Jason Bourne. He can, I mean, Sherlock Holmes is a better comp, right? The idea that this man's brain is just bursting out of his beautiful bald head.
Right.
Yeah, like he's very smart too, right? Because all of his moves, which brings me to a question. What the fuck was the mission he was sent on?
That is fair. All I don't know what he was meant to go
was
do.
To go stop the Russians from what?
From infiltrate.
Partying too hard, I think.
Fucking doing too much vodka illusion.
From being dope?
Okay. Yeah. That was never clear.
he was sent there to put a smile on their face, I guess.
It is one of those movies where, like, for most of the movie, the bad guys are pretty fucking dope. And then at one point, they just have to make this dramatic turn where they go, oh, by the way, they have biological weapons and they're going to, like, destroy the world to kind of restart society, whatever.
Yeah, this is not a problem that I always have, but, like, this is a my personal thing. Every time I watch somebody try to trick a bad guy into being their friend, I'm always like, come on, man, just turn the other way, man. Be a good guy now. I always want their relationship to work, but it never does.
You believe in love.
I believe in love.
Well,
we also should mention, by the way, the way that you describe the plot right there, it's Fast and Furious.
It's Fast and Furious.
It's the exact same shit.
Literally
Diesel
down to the car chasing.
Can only infiltrate the bad guys or be infiltrated and try and... It's just... they're all love stories.
Yeah.
And once again, we have a love story between him and the male villain that has a female character that's kind of like their love surrogate where they both seem to be sleeping with her.
Yeah.
Mm. But, yeah, that was unclear.
Also, what you just said, that he can only be infiltrated or infiltrate, is very disrespectful to Pitch Black, which is a perfect fucking piece of sci-fi.
Never seen it.
I am sorry for that. You are correct.
Disrespectful.
And you know what? Mm. We're going to have to do an episode.
Yeah,
great.
We
do. Can't wait. But you know what made this...
Great. Can't wait. That is also disrespectful.
You know what made this character different from Dom motherfucking Toretto?
Oh, my God. Everything.
The fashion.
Oh, yeah.
He's killing looks.
The fashion in this movie. Picture this, ladies. Big, bald-headed Vin Diesel wearing a... Definitely women's, even though we know gender is cross dress. Definitely women's fur trim lined, full length coat.
Let's go.
And tiny 90 shades before they were back in. inside.
This jacket, it's like if Bane's jacket hadn't been sheared yet.
Oh, yes. Nice.
It is so it was like unbelievably fluffy.
To him.
It is so funny.
He looked immediately like a gay Italian designer. Yeah. And I was so fucking here for it. Dom Toretto could never. He wished he could. His wife beaters? No, absolutely not. That was the only difference between this character and Dom Toretto. I rest my case. Name another thing.
Yeah.
Races cars, infiltrates, gives amazing one-liners.
Well, another difference is he doesn't just race cars. Ooh, he rides motorcycles.
So we're rides snowboards. He base jumps. He base jumps. All of the extreme sports,
he does them. Can we talk about that first motorcycle fight scene? They're in Colombia.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo is there, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
They really shit on Danny.
They really fucking misuse Danny.
I agree.
Like, they're just like you have an Oscar level actor right there.
Yeah.
And you just kind of had him do like a little bit of like a
little
intimidation.
He's in
scene.
One scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo comes in and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We got the big bad for the movie. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, he gets taken out immediately.
They have a problem with doing that, bringing in a big star and then they never show up again.
That's fair.
You know? I don't know if he was a big star at this point.
Danny Trejo?
I don't think he was.
What year was this?
He 2002.
What? I was 12 years old when this came out?
Yeah. I mean, it's 2002 and it feels like 1996.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
This movie feels dated.
He looks so young and has so much energy.
Okay, so this motorcycle scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're on this compound. This is the first moment where I knew that this movie was just exceptional.
Mm-hmm. All the way in the motorcycle
this
scene?
This is like the first act break, probably.
Okay.
He's riding a motorcycle and while driving, spontaneously jumps his bike 10 feet into the air. Yep. Like, not off a jump, right? He goes off some jumps. This is just him through the sheer muscles.
Well, I mean, that was a setup for him catching a car in the Fast and Furious.
Oh.
It's canon. He jumps a motorcycle. I shit you not. 10 feet in the air. Goes sideways through a barbed wire fence.
Oh, yeah.
Lands. And then he goes, oh, I can do more. Then there's a guy shooting at him from a tower, like a guard tower. He jumps 20 feet into the air on a motorcycle, punches a guy in the face while riding a motorcycle.
Yeah. He did a Superman trick off of the motorcycle, and that's how he shot.
It is so fucking awesome and insane. It is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And that's like the first action sequence. Well, no, that's probably like the third or fourth, but that's like the third or fourth action sequence. It only gets crazier from there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice at the end of that scene, by the way? So there's this big explosion and he's riding away and there is a shot that is a fully CGI Vin Diesel riding a motorcycle. It is like, it is unmistakable. It is a...
Why would they do that?
2002 computer graphic Vin Diesel on a motorcycle. No. And I looked it up. It was because the stunt double and Vin both had to wear this giant helmet. And so they had to replace it with like Unreal Engine Vin.
Oh, well, we'll give him a little grace. It's 2002, right?
Yeah. Why did they have to wear a big ass helmet?
I don't know. Because they had to...
Because of the explosion?
No, because like you had to hide the fact that it obviously wasn't Vin Diesel.
I'm forcing us to go chronologically right now, but what are some other pleasures for you?
I really enjoyed the Russians. I got to keep going back to the Russians because they hit every stereotype of like big, strong meat boy who doesn't speak full sentence down to the like smartest guy in the room with the vodka and the olives and like... They were so outrageously caricatures that anytime the Russians were on screen, I was like, I'm fucking in. And then you pair that with this hyped up version of Dom Toretto. It was so magical. And every scene they were in together, it was like, are we going to kill each other at first? Oh, you say something smart. That makes me trust you more. You give a reference only I could understand. Okay, we're pals again. And at the end of the scene, we might murder each other.
What's the name of the... Is his name Yanni?
Oh, fuck if I know.
I'm never gonna tell
Yorgi.
You. Yorgi?
Yorgi.
That's
no
a dog.
Fucking way.
My note, I'm curious if you agree or disagree, I feel like Yorgi could have been hotter.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Russians weren't hot enough.
They weren't hot. You know, because every movie with Vin is a love story. And, like, did I want to see Vin and Yorgi kiss? Obviously.
Yeah.
But.
It didn't happen.
And I, you know,
A little upset about it.
I'm upset, but also like he could have been hotter. They could have made me want it more.
Yeah, but the girl was hot. The Russian girl.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Asia Argento, played by...
Oh, that's Anthony Bourdain's ex-wife? That is fucking Anthony Bourdain's last lover.
Daughter of Dario Argento, famous film director who made Suspiria, the opera, many more.
Okay, well, she was hot until I figured out her shitty personality.
Well, speaking of wanting Yorgi and Vin to kiss, you get to see Vin kiss a lot.
Yeah.
Triple X fucks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I love X terms that for. Line. The things I'm going to do for my country.
Oh,
this
my
movie
God.
Is filled with lines like
is that. That's when he walks in. Wait, tell me this scene.
Okay, so he tries to talk to the girl, but she's like, I'm not really having it. And then he walks in and he sees that there's a young miss on his bed that is being offered to him as a part of joining the gang.
Is that what that... I didn't understand what she was... He opens a door and... You call her a young miss. It is a woman in lingerie.
Yeah.
Riding the banister of the bed like a stripper pole.
Uh-huh.
What part was this?
How did you miss this?
I don't know.
You were on your phone.
I fucking knew it.
How could you be on your phone during Vin getting his fuck on?
Because, you guys, this movie, my only con, I had a couple, but big one is like, it was the same problem that Transformers had where... was just the action was too long.
Yeah, and they broke it up with some sweet, sweet Vin fucking action.
That fucking action, I was like, different I get kind of it. Action. You fucking jackhammer bitch, got it. Like, you cut to this angle, you cut to that angle. I was like, everything about these scenes are just 20 to 2 minutes too long.
Watching Vin Diesel kiss
is...
It is no wonder why... That stopped being a part of the festival franchise.
Yeah,
it's heavy
because he's too full of passion.
That's
what it is. Have you seen his Instagram captions?
He cares.
They're
too
long
much.
As shit. He cares about you,
he's an emotional boy,
as a person.
I love that.
And I'm sorry if that's wrong. I don't want to be right.
But there's no way. No way having sex with Vin Diesel is comfortable.
Why not?
There is nothing but meat. Yeah. That's like fucking
nothing but meat.
You know, one of those like pigs that are hanging like, in a butcher's freezer?
It's like Buckley, your dog.
No,
yeah,
not like Buckley. He's like Buckley. It's literally like fucking one of those pigs hanging in a butcher's freezer.
Oh,
it's just probably
God.
So hard and like. His you don't lips think have
he,
muscles.
You don't think he could be sensual?
I think he's a gentle lover.
Do you think because he's got the stereotype of muscle meathead that he has to be a gentle lover?
No, I think because he loves his mom a little too much.
I would say if this movie is any indication, every time Vin Diesel goes in for the kiss, it's like he hits the Nas.
Oh, yeah.
He's for sure smacking his face into your tooth and you're both getting a bloody lip. That's for sure his first kiss with everybody.
The first kiss that he has with, I don't remember her name.
Asia Argento.
Or maybe he found out about her personality, doesn't like her, and every take he wanted to give a little fucking head nod.
He's like he's trying to eat her face with his tongue.
She's crazy though, so that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I mean,
unhinged people just fucking.
We're joking.
Yeah,
it worked on me.
He's haha.
I liked it.
Yeah,
it could also be a character choice where it's just like I do everything to the extreme.
So that when people actually sleep with them, they're so pleasantly surprised. They're like, this isn't what I thought.
No, I've been met
like
with Xander his acting Cage. Coach for a week.
It's just like, oh, I got to fucking really go ham on this bitch.
I got to eat her face.
Vin, baby, I love what you're doing, but maybe on this next take, we could be a little gentler with the kiss.
No.
This character does everything. He lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Would you
I keep
kiss
doing Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
It's hard to get
familiar?
Into Vin Diesel's voice.
Can any of us nail Vin?
No.
You gotta do it.
I live for this shit. I live for... No, I can't do
no,
it.
That was close.
I live for this
that
shit.
That was the closest. That's the closest we've had. Yeah.
His voice is just really, really
perfect.
Weird. It's perfect.
Can I give a con?
Oh,
is this the first con? Where, how many minutes in there are we to give a first con? Not,
well, I mean, before we do that, I love, I just love
Lamp.
Lamp. Yeah, I love Lamp so much. I just love that that VHS. It's not a filter anymore. But the VHS look.
The grain.
Yeah.
The grain of it.
The ISO.
It's just so nice. It also, with it's in the first Fast and Furious too, but like.
It's the 90s just, film.
Oh my God. It's just different. So nice. It's it so was. Nice to see and so nice to just go back to a, like an action romp and seeing that you it's possible, mm-hmm. you know, with all of this VHS bullshit. Like, I don't know.
It was a good set. I give high praise to the set value and production of like for 2002, bitch.
Right.
That they had.
It looked great.
Believe in.
I mean, there's. Explosions and car chases and we Mountains. Haven't even we'll come back to talk about all the spy gear there's there's this dope avalanche scene like
oh my god like,
I
nothing
do.
Like some fresh pow
oh my god I do love that the pitch for this movie was what if James Bond was extreme like, that's it that's literally the
and fucked without a condom for sure
yeah definitely
James Bond uses a condom every time I believe that to be true and Vin or excuse me Xander what guy named Xander has ever fucked with a condom name one
well I mean I couldn't even name one Xander
it, right? You know what it is it's what if James Bond was from Florida
oh god what if he was from Florida
dude that's why I liked mud. I liked him so much
because
he reminds me of every fucking guy that had changed the tires on my car
he was missing flame pants though
he was missing like a barb tattoo.
A barb tattoo.
Yeah.
And cool. his okay. tattoos.
All right. Were, now we can talk about.
Now we talk about.
Let's get into the guilt.
Because those tattoos and that fucking weird sleeve thing that they put him in
what?
Was
what
so fucking weird. It's so uncanny valley. And like, and that might be because now we're watching on an HD version of it. Yeah. So when you see it back in the day, it's a little bit more blurry.
Yeah.
But. Now we can see that shit right as like clear as day.
And
he's definitely wearing that goofy fucking costume
tattoo sleeve. Yeah. They didn't even try.
No.
They were just like, maybe this is a character choice.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, it's fashion.
He has tattoos on the back of his fucking neck.
It's fashion. And that tattoo was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Remember 90s tattoos where they mixed blue and red together?
See, that's why I didn't want to get tattoos until now. You because look everybody very fucking cool. sucks. Everybody's tattoos pre.
It's all light blue now. It's faded.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Anyways,
I just wanted technology to get better.
You know what? You did bring up a good point about Vin being a little sensitive boy, or excuse me, Xander being an emotional, passionate boy, because my one con to this movie was he had that pussy once and then decided to blow his motherfucking spy cover with this chick who, spoiler alert, can I say it this far in?
Yeah,
she ends up being a double agent as well.
Ooh, of course. Duh.
But like, what a dumbass. He was like, I've never felt this way about a woman. I'm going to.
He was dixtified.
He was pussified.
Did they sleep together?
Yeah.
I don't think at that point they did.
Yes. They had the hot, sexy candle bed stuff. Remember when there was candles all over the bed?
No.
No.
Okay. Who was looking at their phones now? Motherfuckers.
Wait, there was a candle.
How
bed?
Could you possibly miss the point of it?
Wait, did Vin fucking get it in this movie a lot?
Are you guys insane? He literally tries to get sent home from Samuel L. Jackson foldy face. I don't know what happened to him. They never explain what happened. His face is all folded and fucked up, and they don't explain why. Do they ever explain why?
In the face.
What happened to him?
He got some sort of injury, and they just use it as an excuse for Vin Diesel to make a bunch of pop culture references, like, hey, Scarface, hey, whatever face, whatever.
So Samuel L. Jackson's like, you're going home, pack up, you're done here. I don't know what that was.
Great SLJ
you're
impression.
Done here.
Hey, I'm Samuel Jackson, you're
and
done
Diesel
here.
Literally says to Samuel L. Jackson, we can't, there's a woman involved.
There's always the woman.
And he's like, I don't give a fuck. Get on the plane and go home. And he's like, okay. And then he stays and blows his cover and almost ruins the mission for a bitch he fucked one time.
But, oh my God. Mm. When I tell you, dear listeners, that there are scenes in this film that left me positively breathless.
Yeah.
And this moment leads to just the greatest fucking moment.
What?
In early 2000s cinema history. They are at a restaurant where Vin is like, hey, you gotta come with me. And she's like, yo, there's a sniper on the roof. They're gonna kill you. Vin knocks into a waiter.
Insane.
This is so good, this scene.
This was insane.
Fucking jump in with me.
Yeah.
He grabs a tray, uses it to
blind the sniper.
Just fucking reflects the sun.
And then just make a run for it as he's shooting at him from a fucking sniper rifle.
And then he takes this waiter's tray, jumps on it, and uses it as a skateboard to grind down the rails of a staircase. It is so stupidly awesome.
It's so good.
Well, the only thing I could notice about that entire scene was the way he was fucking dressed in that country club ass restaurant. There's no way someone's letting him through the front door in that tank top situation, whatever the fuck that was.
Sir, this is a sleeves required establishment.
He looked so out of place. No wonder the sniper was like, oh, there he fucking is with his muscly ass arms. He didn't even try.
We should talk about how this, I mentioned it up top, that this movie is a 10-year-old boy's dream come true.
Yes.
And there are several references to video games, and I wonder if they were trying to make
this was for sure during that time when everybody was attacking
video games,
in general and first-person shooters and all that stuff and trying to be like, oh, mature.
They make a direct reference to it.
Yeah. Senator was trying to get games off the shelves.
Oh, right.
But what they say is like, Vin is so good at this because he played first-person shooters.
Then more children are immediately like, I want to do more of this.
Yeah, more first-person
cool
shooters. If I can do it, if I can do what he's doing,
yeah,
I should play more games.
Cool boarders. Snowboarding right out of a fucking plane or whatever the fuck was that.
But all of the, he has all of this like James Bond tech. There's like the Q scene. But instead of having practical stuff, they give him goggles that lets him see X-ray vision. He can see through women's clothes and see their fucking
launch. But what does X-ray bones do for you sexually?
Oh,
no, they show her in lingerie.
No, I love a
really?
Good set of bones, baby.
When he's at the police academy and the first time he looks at the woman shooting, it's her bones.
Kelsey.
And then it modulates, and then you see her basically standing naked, and she looks and she like smiles at him because Vin's so fucking hot.
So fucking hot.
It's so fucking hot.
You know what else is fucking hot? Bones,
baby.
Damn.
Which, by the way, leads to a positively sublime cinema moment where you see Vin Diesel holding binoculars up to a brick wall and going, oh my God.
This movie could have been a series. I'm just going to say I would have liked to see like 10 episodes rather than this 2-hour fucking movie. It was 2 hours and change, wasn't it?
Of perfect action.
No, it's fine, but it was a lot of action.
Why is that too much for you? Is my question.
It gets repetitive.
Does it?
Once I see a cool ass motorcycle trick, I'm like, fuck yeah, that was sick. All right, maybe one more. Six more?
Do you like the Mission Impossible movies?
Really?
I couldn't tell you much about it.
You're
wrong.
I think stunt people
are the most talented people in the world. I'm not knocking stunts. That's amazing. Very good for you. High five. For a sequence to be that complicated and long, for the amount of money, for the amount it takes, for the amount of destruction and property and all that shit, I'm kind of like, my attention just doesn't stay with it.
So you're going to tell me that when it got to the scene of Vin Diesel throwing a bomb to start an avalanche as he snowboards down a mountain, that you're like, I'm out?
Yeah, because what a dumb fucking thing to do. He almost get killed. He almost got killed by his own avalanche.
That was pretty stupid because he could have just used the bombs to blow up the center rather than using an avalanche to destroy the center.
He
literally,
I agree with that.
You think he's dead and then they're like zoomed in on a pile of snow.
He
and then
gets wrecked by an avalanche.
Head pops out. It's his super close on just his head. And he just goes, nothing like some fresh powder.
It's funny.
What? That's not real?
This is after, by the way, we saw this avalanche obliterate
yeah.
a full house. Like just a
full. Well, he was above it. That was the thing. That's why he jumped on that pole.
You're going to defend this moment?
Yeah, yes, I am. Because he was above it and he jumped over the so he just got like to the dusting of it rather than the sheer force of snow falling down.
Okay, I figured out what my problem is. I've circled back to why the action bothers me.
Yeah.
My favorite action scene that I could watch over and over again is from The Hitman's Bodyguard, where they do a chase scene in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. It's actually Samuel L. Jackson bringing it back home.
It's me, Samuel Jackson. Bada bing.
I mean, the likelihood of Samuel Jackson being in the movie you're referencing is pretty high.
Okay, fair.
He's in all of them.
But that sequence is so fucking real that I'm never out. I'm like, oh my God, edge of my seat. That could be a real thing that happens. I'm watching this thing happen. Much kind of like the racing in Fast and Furious where I'm like,
I thought you were going to say Argo.
Argo?
Mm-hmm.
Never saw it. I know I should because Oscars, whatever. But I'm realizing what takes me away is what's the opposite of realism?
Surrealism.
Thank you.
Absurdity.
The absurdity of these action sequences.
Okay.
Well, I was like, I'm out.
Well, but like, I honestly, for me, I love how it was continuing to heighten, but it stayed really grounded. Like,
and not a single, literally not a single piece of these were grounded.
Like in the climax, Vin needs to chase down a submarine with biochemical weapons.
Yeah.
And so he harpoons it and then parachutes up into the sky, hang glides, and then zip lines down to the ship.
Yeah. No problem.
Very cool.
So makes real. Sense. Like it what 10-year-old
that
boy?
That fucking rules. Are you kidding? That's really what it is. No,
that's
this is
what 10-year-old boy is sequencing out these action events is just, I can't.
But, I mean, I'm joking, but I genuinely actually was impressed that I thought this was going to be a cheap shitty action movie.
No, it was well
done.
They
went for it.
They went for it, and the sequences were inventive. Yeah. I hear you, like if, you know, teach their own. But I thought the action sequences were dope, and they kept coming up with new ones. They weren't repetitive. Like, we had the motorcycle fight scene. We had the snowboard fight scene. We had the hang glide. There was a lot.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
I was
You're right living. In that this was, like, if anything, an extreme action sports, like, fucking trailer.
Oh, 100%.
It was like, you want a motocross? Here it is. You want a motorcycle? Here it is. You want a hang glide? If you want a bridge jump, bungee jump, like, it was just everything rolled into one to prove that Vin Diesel is the fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, he could do anything. Who's Vin Diesel's body double? We could probably get into that. Like, I could probably slide into those DMs.
You think you could fuck Vin Diesel's
body double? Let me see who's Vin Diesel. Oh. Controversy over Vin Diesel's bodyguards and neighbors in the Dominican Republic. He has 12 guards that protect him when he's living in the Dominican Republic. They stop people from being able to ride their bicycles by his house.
I just Googled an article. What's XXX's movie title actually means? Are we ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
Please.
This is totally unclear to me, but it seems to suggest that XXX is his secret agent moniker. The way that there's 007.
That's not true.
How could that even?
Yeah,
not
a
secret at all.
That's the name that homeboy gives him, Samuel L.
Okay. This is totally absurd. I don't get it.
I think that Samuel Jackson just calls him X. He doesn't call him XXX at all.
Did you notice towards the climax, there's this really just wonderful moment where Vin has a heat-seeking missile, like rocket launcher.
Yeah, casual.
And he remembers that a character is smoking, so he goes, "I told you smoking was gonna kill you."
I wrote that down.
When he opens it, did you see what the rocket launcher was?
No.
Oh my God. It is 1,000,000% an old camcorder that they painted green and attached. Like the control panel that he opens up is just the screen of a movie camera.
What?
It is unbelievable.
How could they do that after all the design they had in this movie?
Also he jerry-rigs camcorders to his fucking car at the beginning. So you don't think we know what a camcorder looks like in this era?
I need to find you the still. Yeah, it is just unbelievable.
What do you think happened?
And I looked it up in the fun facts, and that is like, it is real. That is a thing.
Jeez, guys, you had me so like gassing you up about how great the production design was, and then you go and throw a camcorder in as a heat-seeking missile?
Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes sometimes.
More like double X instead of triple, am I right?
I think the final thing that we need to talk about is the twists. this movie has twist on twist on twist.
Which ones?
Yelena, who I just remembered her name,
Congrats. Is
also a double agent.
Wow.
But the real one, oh, also, there is no sweeper team. Gibbons was just manipulating him.
Oh, yeah. That was mean. Yeah.
But the real one is that everything that you've seen in this movie is a test. The Gibbons test.
What?
The final line of the movie, Samuel L. Jackson goes, "You passed the Gibbons test."
Yeah, but I didn't get that. Did he mean that as like, I don't know. Actually?
I don't think so. I think it was kind of like a, are you dreaming? Are you, I don't know. Are you? Who knows?
Blah, blah, blah. Then he goes to Bora Bora with hot Russian and he like is like, I can, hey, are you there? I need you to do another mission.
Yeah, I think that, I think
but that means that this whole movie was him proving that he was good enough. And now he's a secret agent, which means that they're going to send Vin to even cooler shit.
Is there a sequel?
So there is a sequel, but let's get into fun facts.
Yay, yeah. Fun facts with Zach Speck.
So there was a sequel.
Zach Speck.
That's what he's saying. He's got to turn around.
So there was a sequel, but nice. Vin Diesel turned it down.
In your chair.
Because he thought the script sucked.
He good. Turned down a sequel?
He did. I mean, if we remember, Michelle Rodriguez telling us they thought sequels were corny.
They thought sequels.
Who could
were
forget
bad.
That conversation we had?
And so they made a sequel with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
What?
Starring as Triple X.
Oh, boy.
Hold the phone.
You haven't seen that one? I saw that one.
No, I didn't see the original. Why would I
saw
see
it on
sequel?
TNT so many times.
It's called Triple X?
Yeah.
Is he the same character or is he a different Triple X?
It's a different Triple X. Okay. It's another
so maybe
person that
that explains
found.
More clearly what the Triple X on the back is. It's like
yeah,
tank.
It is. That's. I think that's where they get the idea of it being a moniker. Mm. But it
is
doesn't it, work for the original at
is
all.
Is it good?
No.
Okay.
They did end up making another one eventually where Vin returned. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Return
what? So there's
of
a
Xander
third?
Cage.
Uh-huh.
What's the movie you said referenced?
Pitch Black. Pitch Black.
I would like to see it.
Yeah, let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Can we watch Pitch Black and also Transporter, which I feel is a better version
as of
this movie?
As long as it's
movie?
Not Transformers, because I never want to see those movies again.
Okay.
Anyway.
That was good. That was good.
I told you I thought that Yorgi, the love interest, should have been hotter.
True.
Casting agrees. The role originally was offered to the most Russian man, Ewan McGregor.
Of course.
Is Ewan McGregor
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor Russian?
Awake.
I don't think he's Russian. It's a very weird choice.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he's just
Could
got
he
like
play Russian?
The facial mole that a Russian might have.
Is Ewan McGregor Russian?
Ewan McGregor Russian. Why did I say that? It was so weird.
And we are blessed. I mean, I think we all agree, Vin knocked this shit out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, we kind of joke that he's sort of the same character. I don't think he is. I think that he showing range.
Yeah.
He was not
no,
the first
I disagree. This was, like, more fun Dom Toretto. This was, like, Dom Toretto if he was, like...
It's like a prequel.
Yes.
For where 100%. How Toretto got to where he is.
Yes, and then it makes sense to why he's a little bit more laid back in Fast and Furious, because he's like, I was crazy once.
He's lived his life.
Yeah, I'm all the kids got.
Yeah.
I just... That scene
I'm
always...
all the kids got. It makes you sob.
Yeah.
Vin, he was not the first choice.
What?
Wow.
Which is crazy. Genuinely, I cannot imagine this movie without anyone else.
Yeah.
Who?
It doesn't make sense.
Who?
Oh, we also didn't mention the part when they're going through the mugshots of all the people they're considering for the Triple X program. It's like mugshot, mugshot, mugshot. Beautiful headshot of Vin Diesel. Mugshot, mugshot, mugshot.
I also clocked that. I was like, wait, why is that one so much more different than the other one? They did those guys dirty. They literally took that off of like backstage casting.
The original,
oh God.
The original who they wanted for this movie went out and offered it to him, Eric Bana.
No.
Like how?
You want to talk about
he
a
would have
soft,
killed it,
supple boy.
But no.
But like, no, Eric he would, because he's a Bond. I mean, he's not a Bond, but like, he's a fucking pretty white boy.
He's an actor.
He's an actor.
He's great. Yeah. He kicks ass in Munich. You know, like, we love him. We love Never Eric Bana.
It. Yeah.
I like when he plays the time traveler's wife and it's a love story. I like him in that. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about? Mm. That's actually probably one we should do.
Wait, is he the one in Time Traveler's Wife?
Isn't he?
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
Eric Bana. He's a love. He's a supple, lovey, soft boy. He is not an action.
Supple, lovey, soft boy.
He would not look good with a tan and a bluish red tattoo.
Yeah, imagine him with
a fucking neck tattoo. Absolutely not.
He probably turned it down because he was like, "This isn't me.
I can't do this.
I was just
like
in fucking Black Hawk Down, bro. Like, I need to do that."
He turned it down for a movie called The Nugget.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work out for him.
Yeah, it was a bad choice.
I don't think that this would have made his career either, you know? Like, if he was in The Nugget or if he was in this, people would have been like, oh, he's miscast in Triple X for sure.
It did win 2 awards, The Nugget. It won the Australian Comedy Award and the Australian Screen Sound Guild Award.
Nice.
We got to decide, guys. Is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? Should you watch this movie? Where does it live?
Yes, this is a guilty pleasure. It plays into every tropey action movie stereotype, between the Russians and the plane jumps and the one-liners that this motherfucker gives when no one else is around, like he's talking straight to you. There's no way that can be a pleasure because movies don't do that. That are pleasures. This is a guilty pleasure, and I stand by it.
I'm giving it a full P.
I agree.
I think it's a full ass pleasure because there's something so genuinely nostalgic about this movie and the choices it makes and the era that it like just lives in that just feels very good to watch as, you know, somebody 20 years in the future.
Its genre is like action silliness.
Yeah.
But I expected it to be kind of shitty, and it is not.
It is just not shitty.
It's not shitty.
It gets campy at points, but not enough to be like, oh no, what they're going for is actually kind of dope.
And like, yeah, there is inventive action.
Yeah.
There's heightening action. If you like action movies, you're going to have a great time. And if you like Vin Diesel, you're going to fucking love this.
He was so impressive in this.
He was great. And it was a movie that was made with intention. This is a deep cut. But when they walk into Yorgi's lair, into the bar, they're playing the Third Man theme, which is this great film noir, The Third Man. It opens on this 12-string guitar. Ding, 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 ding. Famous fucking song, right? And to reference that, it's the Orson Welles movie, like first film noir.
Yeah.
For you to reference that, you are saying as a filmmaker, hey, we're aiming big. Yeah. We love what we're doing. And we to the balls you have to make an homage to that movie in the middle of Triple X means that these filmmakers did this shit with love and passion. And you know what? It showed. I fucking loved it. Vin, call me.
Yeah. You know, the director was the same guy who made, was it The Girl Next Door?
The director of this?
Yeah. That's where I was like, okay, are you a filmmaker or are you, a filmmaker?
It was directed by Rob Cohen, who made Fast and Furious.
The Boy Next Door, not The Girl Next Door.
Yeah, no, this was the same director as The Fast and the Furious said, Vin, let's ride again, baby.
That's why it felt so good.
Oh, all right.
He also made The Hurricane Heist.
What the fuck is that?
It's somebody doing a heist during a hurricane.
All right.
Truly a phenomenal idea.
Like Florida on a Thursday.
Yes.
Got it.
He also made Stealth, which nearly ruined Jamie Foxx's career.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He also, according to his Wikipedia, is 5'6", which for some reason is funny to me.
Good for him.
Short King's making big action movies.
Yeah. Hell, how tall's Vin Diesel?
I don't think the internet would confirm.
That's not right.
Yeah, yeah. They won't even confirm his race. They would say how tall he is.
Let's not. I don't want to ruin it.
Well, guys, this is all the time we have for today. I got to go let Buckley fuck my leg.
Buckley.
Garrick, where can the people find you?
At Garrick Bernard on all
the
things.
We're going backwards?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, because we got to tell them that it's not just at Garrick Bernard on all the things. It's Garrick Bernard on all the things, including your television, Single Drunk Female.
Oh, God, yeah.
You got to watch Single Drunk Female. It's really good, and
Single Drunk
just
Female
that.
On Thursdays on Freeform.
Or Fridays on Hulu.
Or Fridays on Hulu.
Sex scene's coming up.
Yeah, at some point.
Oh, fuck. Maybe. I forgot my shirt.
This won't be the first up.
Next time.
Kelsey,
I'm
plenty.
Kelsey Darrow at all the things. Watch Single Drunk Female.
I'm at Gordy and all the things. Watch Single Drunk Female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till next time. I live for this shit.